Hello friends, welcome, welcome. I'm so happy you're here. Happy summer, happy June. I'm excited for you to listen to this episode today. It's a little out of the norm. My lovely friend and kind of my new co-host, Maya, had the great idea of interviewing me so that way you guys can learn more about me, the celestial goddess, you know, the person behind all of this. So it was really nice having someone hold space for me for a change and check in with me and just kind of share little things I do, you know, to keep me in alignment, and shared about my relationship, dove a little bit into past lives, just kind of opened my heart with where I am currently in my life and what's on my mind and on my heart. So I hope you guys enjoy this. I do apologize in advance because our podcast got cut off midway. So we didn't get to share the juicy ending, but you know, everything happens for a reason. So that conversation was, you know, meant for another day. So that's okay. I hope you guys really enjoy everything that we did record and the information we did dive into. You know, once again, I just love you guys so much, and I'm so grateful that you're listening to this and that you take time to check in. Because ultimately, this is for your, you know, highest growth and your highest self. And yeah, I'm just so happy to be a part of it. And I know we're all thriving together. So I really hope you enjoy this episode. If you have any other ideas on topics or you know, anything that sparks your interest, please let me know. Always feel free to reach out. You can send me a DM on the Celestial Goddess podcast Instagram. I hope you should be able to reach out through Anchor. That's the main platform that I administer this podcast through. But yeah, please reach out, and I love you guys. Enjoy.
This is the Celestial Goddess Podcast. Let's grow and show up with more compassion. I love you.
Welcome to the Celestial Goddess Podcast. My name is Maya, and I am here with the bright sunshine star, like the Mario star that you can like jump on that catapults you.
Oh my gosh.
And like this water, exciting queen, Corinne!
Yay! Thank you for having me on this blessed podcast. I'm so flattered, honestly. So thanks for having me. Thanks for being here.
So I'm excited to be sharing this space with Corinne today, and we figured that it was a good time for you to have your own interview. So I'm excited. I'm excited to share the space and
thank you.
Share the conversation with you and whatever comes out of being here together. And I know your listeners are excited to learn more about you too.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. You know, I think that was like a hard thing to accept as a child, is to just like be seen and be loved sometimes. I'm like, no, don't worry about me. Don't worry about me. But yeah, so thank you. It's like I can step into this light with power and grace and confidence. And, you know, this is that little nudge for you two listening. Like, you got this, boo. Step into your power. Let yourself be seen. Yeah. Yes, it's okay. We're safe now. We're safe, and we can just express our light. Yeah. So, yeah.
So, what did you have for breakfast this morning?
You know what's bad? I had coffee. I had coffee for breakfast. Didn't really have breakfast. I had coffee. I had my brain drink. My brain drink. See, this is okay. Real Corinne's coming out. I'm actually very passionate about lion's mane. And so I really love the company Four Sigmatic.
They don't sponsor me yet.
I was just gonna say, you should get them to sponsor you.
Four Sigmatic. I know, right? I'm like, shout out Four Sigmatic. Yeah, they have a ton of different juice, or not juice, mushroom blends, elixirs, kind of things. They have like even like a golden milk latte. They have so many different options. But I love the lion's mane because it's good for cognitive function and memory and clarity. And yeah, just kind of helps get my brain in, you know, come here.
Yeah.
Get it. Let's get it. And I like to mix some collagen in there.
Ooh.
So I got like my beauty and my brains.
Yeah.
So I'm coming into my alignment, my clarity, my focus, and then helping my hair, skin, and nails.
Nice.
So that's what I had. And then water. And then we just had a delicious juice shot.
That's right.
So we thriving. Yeah.
Yeah.
I do need some food.
So how did you sleep last night?
You know what? To be completely honest, I did not sleep the best last night. I did two classes yesterday on a whim. I came here just for Yin, and then the fam was here. And so I was like, okay, I'll take another class with you guys. I'll do Hatha, why not? And then I ended up staying up really late. I had all this energy. I was so grateful when I left the studio yesterday. And I was just kind of on a high, and I was up until, like, a little while.
We were texting at like 11 o'clock last night.
Yeah. I found this show. Hey, sweet pea. Like, what's up? But yeah, and then once I went to bed, I feel like my dogs took up the bed. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I got a big dog and a medium-sized dog, Dobu and Nolly.
Really?
Yeah, and Dobu was taking up a lot of the room. So yeah. I didn't sleep the best. But we thrive and we good. I woke up a little grumpy, I'll be honest. I was a little grumpy. It's just funny how, like, people trigger us when it's, like, I mean, I brushed my teeth, but Corey didn't brush his teeth. And I was like, ew, you're going to get coffee and not brush your teeth? Like, that bothers me. But I'm like, that's not my problem, but I care about your oral health. But, yeah, I was a little grumpy, and then I had to get out of it. I was like, stop being sassy.
Yeah, so I want to know more about your relationship with Corey.
Aw, that's so sweet. Corbo, he's special. You know what's funny, actually, like, how we met? Because at the time I was like doing dating apps and all these things, I was going on lots of dates. But I ended up just running into him like at some bar, Schaefer's. And it's funny because my friends dragged me out. I didn't want to go out. And his friends dragged him out. He didn't want to go out either. And I was at the bar. I was like stuffing my face with tater tots. My friends were like dancing all hot, trying to be sexy. And they're like, go get someone to buy you a drink. I'm like, ugh. And then what do you know? I looked at Corey. I was like, okay, he's the cutest one in here. I walk right up to him. And it's so funny from his point of view. He's like, he said he saw me, but he turned around figuring out, what am I going to say? And then he turns around and there I was. And I'm like, hey, what's your name? He's like, Corey. I'm like, oh my God, I'm Corinne. It's like the same name. Like, and then it's so funny. He's a Scorpio. And I feel like when I met him, he was a little more shy and quiet and reserved. That's like the opposite of me. But he's definitely taught me a lot. And yeah, it was funny though at the time, his friend's like, buy her a drink. I was like, yeah, listen to your friend. He's like, okay, yeah. You're right. Buy you a drink. So yeah, he's really nice.
So what kind of drink did you get?
Oh, I prefer a margarita.
Nice.
Margarita.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was just the day we met. But yeah, my relationship with Corey, yeah, he's taught me a lot.
You feel like there's like a theme in your relationship?
The word comes to me, soft, softness, like be soft. Because I feel like when I met Corey, and also too growing up, I had to be really hard. I had to be hard. I had to be the bigger person. I had to walk away. I had to like fight. I feel like I had a lot of masculine energy growing up. And also too growing up with like boys and I'd always be the one like, I want to go play outside and get dirty and jump in mud puddles and, but yeah, and I just feel like I was really, yeah, having to be hard and tough. And when I met Corey, I was kind of going through my own self-love journey at the time. That's when I was reprogramming my own conscious by listening to self-love affirmations at night when I went to bed. So then that way I'd hear it, you know, as I go to sleep and while I'm sleeping. I feel like that helped a lot. And then when I met Corey, he was so chill and soft. And I remember that day too, because I took him home with me, but I'm a bad girl, but nothing happened. But anyways, but the next day he's like, I'm going to hang out with my family. And I remember at the time, this is like Little Hurt Corinne came out and I was like, you're hanging out with your family? Like, that's so lame, blah, 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 blah. But really, that's a little hurt Corinne, like, oh, I wish I could just hang out with my family with, like, peace and love. And so I really just had to relearn how to be softer with myself. And it's funny, even though I'm the female and he's the masculine, like, he's the male, I feel like I had more masculine energy, he had more feminine energy. Which, also funny, in astrology, I'm a Gemini, which is a masculine sign, mm-hmm. and a Scorpio, that's a feminine sign mm-hmm. as well. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, the waters are softer, right? Mm-hmm. But anyways, yeah, and so that was something I had to relearn and be okay with, because it's like, oh, my human body, right? I'm a girl, I should be feminine. It's like, actually, no, that's what we're working on, right? Mm-hmm. In this lifetime, that's what I feel like I had to really work on and work through and acknowledge, like, it's okay to be soft. Like, I don't have to fight anymore. I'm safe now. Like, everything's okay. And, like, it's okay for it to be chill, mm-hmm. you know? And I feel like I also, you know, grew up in survival mode. And I know that's not a healthy state to be in. And I feel like a lot of us live in survival mode. That's what we're learning to get out of, that we can, you know, work our way up, come into the heart. I was working through that, and Corey really assisted me a lot, and he just showed up for me when things really did get hard and when I actually had to speak really hard truths to him. Because that's another thing, like, being honest, honesty is huge, so huge. You know, your word means so much. And I just feel like, Corey just really showed up for me when I did have to, you know, we had to communicate hard truths, and he showed up with so much compassion and sympathy and honestly emotion. And that was something for me to relearn, right? I'm being tough, not crying. And then he's over here being a little more emotional and softer. So I really feel like the theme of our relationship has been softening, but growing, growth. That's also what I love about him, is that we grow together every day. Mm-hmm. Like, it's, and he loves me and assists me and accepts me all the way through it, mm-hmm. through all stages of Corinne. And so I'm really, really grateful for that. And then by him being so calm with me, that reflects back to me. And I'm like, wow, like, you're right. I can respond to you in that way as well. Like, I can support you too in that way. And, you know, yeah, things don't have to be so difficult. Mm-hmm. You know, things can really boil down to love, mm-hmm. and unconditional love, support, mm-hmm. acceptance through all of it, the goods and the bads. You know, mm-hmm. and he's been with me on some low lows, but he's just loved me and accepted me and mm-hmm. hugged me. And mm-hmm. yeah. And so.
Yeah. Love, like unconditional love.
Unconditional love. Yeah. 100%. And the memory, it's funny. I have memory because we just had that crazy eclipse, super moon. Oh, yeah. Oh my God. That was a deep, dark pit it pulled me into. I really felt like it pulled me into a deep, dark pit, and Corey was with me through it. And that was also another thing I'm grateful for when things do get really rough and we do have these intense lunar cycles and things is, you know, I had all these kind of behaviors come out of me. Like, one I can name is pushing people away when they're trying to help me, you know, kind of letting myself boil into more like misery when I don't need it, you know, and I have like someone here to support me. But why I'm grateful is that, you know, coming out, it helped me acknowledge like that is something I need to let go of. And, but the reason I thought of it with Corey, it was funny because after, you know, I was able to come out of it with my gratitude practice, which let me mind you, it usually gratitude, you know, saying things I'm grateful for, it snaps me out of it quick. But this time I was in a deep, dark pit. It didn't work right away. I was like, what the heck, man?
Yeah.
I'm grateful for my house. I'm grateful for this food. I'm grateful for Corey. I'm grateful for my dogs. And I'm like, why do I still feel like crap? But it was a hard one. And it was funny. I think I just kind of went into prayer. I feel like that word, though, even for me back then could be a little weird. But when I say prayer, I also mean just offerings and blessings. And so I kind of went into a blessing mode of, you know, blessing everything around me, sending blessings to my spirit, my inner child, giving myself love. Like, just kind of went into this. Corey just held my hand and was with me. And, you know, and I think he even cried because he felt it. And it was beautiful, though, because then I really felt like a channel. Like, it was almost like the angels really did come through me, pull me out of that pit. And then, this is the funny part, rounding back to it. But it was funny because Corey's like, wow, like that was like category 5 storm rainbow. Like, that's probably like the biggest storm of Corinne, a.k.a. Rainbow. And he was like,
Rinbow.
That's Rinbow. That's what he calls me. That's another thing I love about him.
Corbo
is
and
he's Corbo. I'm Rinbo. Yeah, we got, I love that he has Nick. He like naturally nicknames people.
Yeah.
And it just, that's why every time I introduce him to one of my friends, I'm like, okay, what's their nickname?
Yeah.
What comes? What'd you get? And it's just like, he's like, I don't think about it. He's like, he didn't even notice that until I pointed it out.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I don't know. I just brought that up because I thought that was funny. The whole category five, that was rough, but he was with me and we did it. And you know, and I really appreciate that he doesn't like react or yell at me or anything, which we shouldn't have to go through that, you know, but I grew up with a lot of yelling and fighting and screaming. And I definitely believe in verbal abuse. And I feel like, you know, when someone does get loud and screams, it really like, oh, it's triggering for me. Like, I don't know if I still would just like burst into tears, but I know in the past when someone would just get loud, I would just burst into tears because it's like, yeah. And so another thing I appreciate about Corey, he never gets loud. He never like, he's just so calm.
Yeah.
But yeah, he's my.
That's wonderful.
Yeah. Thank you.
Opportunity for growth. Totally. Expansion. I feel like it's a well-known phrase of opposites attract. And I think it's so important for us to have those people in our lives where, you know, we pull different things from them. Having that opposite perspective or opportunity for growth and contrast and so soft for you or someone who's quiet when you're used to loud and, you know, just learning how you can call it universe or source, how we can co-create together. And in order for us to co-create, we have to be different.
Yeah, absolutely.
In order for growth to take place. So,
yeah,
I find a lot of the same similarities with my husband. It's like we're very opposites and, but we come together and we merge. And as long as we are open to the contrast, then the growth is very fluid. It's when we resist, you know, one another that, you know, there's then conflict, but yeah. So I was just thinking, to kind of switch gears a little bit, I'd love to know more about Celestial Goddess and like how that came to you. It's like quite the thing. And, I'm sure everyone would love to know like what that verbiage means and like when that download happened and, yeah, more into that.
Yeah. Well, I'll be completely honest. There's a great Willow Smith song and there's a part where she says Celestial Goddess and that like hit me. I was like, yes, I'm a celestial goddess. Like I'm a goddess tapped into the cosmos. Like I'm just here to bring love. Let's like shift up and travel together. Let's transform together. I feel like it's really kind of blossomed even into more than I could have ever imagined, to be completely honest. But yeah, I feel like as I grow, it makes more and more sense. And especially in this time right now, I feel like I'm really remembering like some past life visions are kind of coming to me. And I've been feeling really called to like go see a past life therapist or psychic or something. But yeah, I'm feeling like a huge connection to what is beyond and just like this like angelic realm and just the influence it has on all of us. And I believe we're all gods and goddesses. And like, I truly do. I see the God in you. I see the God in me. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I just feel like that's so powerful. So I just, yeah, want to uplift and shift and see the God in each other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So when you are seeing the God or goddess in someone, what does that feel like or what does that mean to you?
I feel like totally non-judgment, non-attachment, just like seeing their heart and honestly just removing all of these kind of like 3D dense things that may hold us back, like materials and all this kind of stuff. Like, I just want to see you for you and just close my eyes and tap into your energy and your essence and see you as like you came here to be. You know what I mean? I feel like everyone, we all have our own purpose. We all have our own light, like a little unique piece that makes us us. And I feel like seeing the God in someone is holding space for them to be in that light so that they can
so that they remember, oh yeah, that's why I'm here. Oh yeah, that's, yes, this is me. This does feel right. Mm. And I just feel like that also is really inspiring for one another, you know? Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I just feel like we need to, especially in this time, we need to find our individuality and, you know, what makes us us, and be in a space where that can grow and thrive, where we can, you know, those are those seeds then now that we can water with love and compassion and bring it sunshine and acceptance and, mm-hmm. yeah, just accepting people, really accepting people for who they are and through the journey, you know, mm-hmm. and inspire them to see their potential. Really, I feel like we all have so much potential, but, you know, being comfortable and complacent, like you're saying sometimes, like the ego, I heard it in Leah's class last night. She said, the ego wants to be comfortable, mm-hmm. and like the spirit wants to transform, wants to change. Mm-hmm. So, mm-hmm. yeah, to wrap that up, I just mm-hmm. want to hold space for people to see their highest growth and potential.
Yeah.
And that's really all it's about, right? Just like loving you for where you are, and I'll love you for where you are tomorrow, mm-hmm. you know?
So, do you feel, and I feel like I have an understanding of where you're coming from, to me is, like a very spiritual practice. Mm. Have you always been connected to spirit, like throughout growing up? Was that something that you were, like, was practiced in your house, or like, what's your relationship with spirituality and even talking about gods and goddesses? And
yeah.
Was that always something that you've had?
You know, that's a great question. I feel like the way I grew up, we did not have a lot of spirituality. Maybe went to church once.
What kind of church?
So we were Lutheran. So I went to a Lutheran church. Really don't have much memory of it. You know, what's crazy though, just now another random memory. I don't know much about my family, but I found out that like my great-great-great-grandfather or whatever was like some high, like, I don't want to say pope, but I don't fucking know. There's something like some high priest or whatever. Mm-hmm. So I'm kind of curious about my family. But I feel like as a child, I always knew that something was there. And I always knew, and it's funny, before I even knew what karma was, I knew that, like, someone's watching. And, like, if I do this, then I'm like, oh, man. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like I had some moments where I'm like, okay, there's something beyond me that is watching me, that's with me, that's, you know, bumping me when I need to kind of get bumped. And mm-hmm. And just feeling, yeah, just kind of a presence. I feel like when I was younger, I was really, like, afraid of, like, being in the dark. And something that I noticed when I was a kid, and I still have it now, but, like, more accepting it now, is when I would sleep at night and I'd close my eyes, I would see my room. And I would see people in my room. And it would, like, really scare me. But now that I'm growing, learning it, that's just my third eye looking, right? That's just my third eye. But spirituality, really, I feel like once I found my yoga practice, that's when I was able to dive into spirituality and be okay talking about God, but not feeling like, because before I feel like it had kind of a weird connotation on it, like how I guess it was presented to me. Mm-hmm. But
like a man in the sky.
Yeah. And, oh, you can't do this because if you sin, you're going to go to hell, or this fear of hell. And mm-hmm. I'm like, God wouldn't send me to hell. Like, God mm-hmm. loves me. God loves us. Like, mm-hmm. you know, I always knew something wasn't right. Like, even as a little kid, I'm like, I don't know. I'm not believing that. Like, no. And yeah, that's why I'm grateful for my yoga practice, because I feel like once I dove into that discipline, I feel like then the self-study, right, the svadhyaya was able to come in. And then, you know, from there, just keep studying. And then I did, you know, my teacher trainings, and I feel like that's when it kind of blossomed everything, when I realized, I guess I did go into spirituality, but in a more, I don't know if I want to use the word quantum, but like, but in a more kind of holistic way, where it's like, I believe there is truth in everything. But I believe in, yeah, our higher power. And yeah, we're just very magnificent beings. I feel like just the spirituality of myself. I don't know. I'm kind of running in circles now, but it just really grows and evolves every day. And as you know, I'm really And if you know me too, it's like Corinne's got to work on her grounding, grounding myself. And I've really been taking more time to ground into myself through meditation, whatever that looks like, whether it's walking meditation, yoga, actually going to yin, actually meditating, but then asking for help. Like that's really, I feel like my spirituality too. I just, to me, what I believe in, honestly, just to be, to keep it 100, I feel like I got, and I was told this too by a psychic, but like I got like 11 like masters. I got this team. I feel like, and we all got a team, right? But I feel like I just got this team around me that is like always trying to help me and assist me and is just waiting for me to ask for help. And so that's what I've really been diving into recently is calling all of those, you know, energies, angels, ascended masters, ancestors, guides for the highest and best of good to come forth, assist me in XYZ, whatever my focus is that day, whatever my endeavor is, whatever, you know, whatever my mission is. And I feel like that's my spirituality is just tapping into my own power and my guides that are trying to assist me. And yeah, and just, I mean, it's pretty incredible too what shows up when you ask. But yeah, and I just feel like too, my religion is love. Like it just boils down to love. But yeah, it's definitely a learned thing. Spirituality was a learned thing on my own.
Or like the concept of remembering.
Yes, just remembering, totally. And I think that's why after my first hot yoga class.
Unlearning.
Exactly, we unlearn to remember 100% because our souls are so intelligent and our bodies are so intelligent, our emotions are so intelligent. And so, like, do you ever notice when your body may look away? Like, all of a sudden you look or move and someone's staring at you, or, and it was totally a subconscious thing, but it's like your body's feeling that person staring at you or, you know, or moving you in that way to notice this. So, yeah, just really remembering why the heck I'm here and who the heck I am.
So what was the your first hot yoga class?
Oh, yeah, that's what I was saying. That's how I knew after my first hot yoga class, I was hooked. Like, in a way, it helped me remember. Like, I was able to tap into my body finally. And it was funny because I went with a few friends, and two of them hated it. And I heard it's kind of like a love-hate thing. They hated it. I loved it. I was hooked. But not going to lie, it was like the Western, you know, westernized privileged American came out. And I was like, okay, I'm going to be in the hottest part of the room. I'm going to kill myself, blah, blah, blah. Even Corey, when I first met Corey, this is rough Corinne. I was like, if you want to hang out with me, you got to come to hot yoga. You want to come out with me, hang out with me, you got to come to the gym with me. You know, I was like, you got to work. Like, I'm not just hanging out with you. I'm busy. I got stuff I'm doing. I got goals I'm meeting. And so, and then I took him to hot yoga. It was in Covington. I swear that was like the hottest studio. Took him to the hottest corner of the room. And just, I don't know. Anyways, but it tapped me up or tapped me in. I mean, it's all a process, right? It's a journey. So just beginning that, at least it opened the door. And then that was too, and I've mentioned this on another podcast share when, this is also when I was first with Corey, my, all in 1 week, my purse got stolen. And then a few days later, my car, and my phone got stolen from the yoga studio. And it was like, everything was taken away. And even, and it was crazy because that same night, my car and phone got stolen, didn't have a purse. Corey was with me, thank God. But we came home, the power was out. It was like, everything was stripped away from me. And that was a huge wake-up call because Corey was just there for me, supporting me. He did the yoga class with me that night. He drove me home. Luckily, he had a car and really supported me. And that was...
He met you there.
He,
you guys met there.
Yep. Because yep.
Your car was left and then you drove home with him?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And what's funny is, yeah, because I worked all day and I had fish for lunch that day. And so I had fish in my car. And I feel like that was a blessing because... couple weeks later when we found my car, I feel like they left it because it reeked like fish. It smelled like fish so bad. But another divine timing about finding my car is literally...
They're like, I don't want this car. It smells like fish.
Right. Exactly. It's like you can throw the fish away, but no, they didn't figure that out. But, and it was funny because the day we found my car was the day before I was about to buy a new one. So it was literally like 1 day difference.
Yeah.
But... yeah, so it was just a journey. So it was really interesting because I just started to tap into my own practice, finally taking time and space for myself because that's something really hard to do sometimes. Like, you know, originally when I first started working out, I was like, I need a workout buddy. I need someone to be with me, right? And but then I realized, no, I got this. I'm doing it on my own. And then when, you know,
my car, purse, phone, everything got taken away from me. I realized what was important, and that's when Corey's love really, like, it showed me a lot. And then, you know, eventually after that, signed up for my teacher training, and just, like, it just, yeah, just kept going deeper and deeper.
Going deeper. And we still are, like, it never stops.
And it gets, literally, on the way to the studio last night, like, my whole way over here, I was just kind of on, like, I've been really trying to activate my voice more, because that's another thing I've been told is my voice is my power. When I say I've been told by my angels, the angelic realm, like, my voice is my power. Share my voice. Another reason why I'm committing to this podcast and committing to teaching and committing to putting myself out there, right? Like, people, we need each other. And so, yeah, I've been really working on my voice activation. And so in the car yesterday, I was like, you know what? I just started, like, singing and, like, but kind of screaming just to, like, like, really get it out. And then I just kind of started, I mean, it's, in a way, it is chanting, but I was just saying, everything is working out, best case scenario. Everything is working out, best case scenario. And then I got into a whole song with it, and then I just started singing, and then I was, like, blessing everything. And I drove here, there was a car flipped over on its top, and there was tons of traffic, but I was, like, I drove by them, and I was sending them love and praying that this is their wake-up call to make the change they need to change. Because I believe when really intense things happen, it's to bump us into alignment, to remind us why we're here, what we're doing, remind us we're going back on our path. Remember, going back on the highway to your highest self. Like, and so, yeah, I started blessing them, giving them prayers, and I even had to take a detour, and there was traffic. I felt like I was running late, but I swear to God, I got here early, and I think the whole way, because I was just, like, putting out blessings and literal vibrations and energy, that I feel like I warped time. Like, yeah. I got here early, even though I was running late, there was traffic, and I had to take a detour.
Yeah.
But, yeah, voice activation. Yeah, so,
like, spells. I was just talking to my mom about that this morning, of how... how words, I feel very sensitive to words and voices and tones and hypnosis, really, like how we can hypnotize people with our words and spells. I mean, you are aware of what's been going on this last year and a half and the spells that are going out into the world and the spelling of words and just our verbiage, how things come out of our mouth and the intention behind our words and mantras and affirmations and the importance of being able to speak these things into existence.
Yes.
And yeah, it's a really important practice just to be sensitive to our words and speaking, not just always using devices to channel words. It's like the concept of using our vocals, of vibrating our body with our words and letting that come out of our human form, not just through technology, but you know, the concept of spells. I think it's really valuable, especially at this time where we are so sensitive to people.
Absolutely. Yeah. And like you said, the intention behind it and the words you are using.
Mm-hmm.
Like, are you focusing on what you don't want?
Mm-hmm.
Are you talking badly about someone? Are you judging someone?
Mm-hmm.
Or are you trying to see the best in them or, you know, seeing the best for yourself? Like, you know, it's pretty incredible and profound. And I feel like in this, like you said, this time, it's really... I feel like things are happening quick.
Mm-hmm.
So what you put out there is coming back tenfold.
Yeah.
And faster than expected.
Yeah.
So it's like, well, what are you really calling into your life right now? And take accountability for what you're calling in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, no more victim mode. No more, oh, it's not my fault. It's everyone else's fault. Well, no. What have you been focusing on? What have you been, you know, alienating that person? Have you been, I mean... there's just so, there's so much to take into account. And yeah, something I heard recently I really liked, right? You're talking about the importance in our words and what's funny about spelling in English, the word become. So it's like, you think about it, what are you being? What energy are you being? That are you in? What energy are you in? Like, that is what's going to come to you. So become, what you be comes to you.
Mm-hmm.
So what are you being?
Mm-hmm.
Are you being a nice person? Or are you being... you know, a hateful person, a fearful person, you know, living in lack and scarcity, which that doesn't serve anybody, right? Especially not yourself. Like, we got to be our best friend. Like, we got to be our own best friend. And yeah.
Yeah. Another one I've been, I learned was emotion is energy in motion.
Yes.
I love that one. It's and it comes out in the physical form too, like when you're moving through the body, energy in motion. And like, as we know, certain movements or poses releases emotion. And, you know, those who aren't familiar with it, like, it's really uncomfortable. And
absolutely.
Yeah, we can stop it, like freeze response and stop the energy from moving through us if we tense or squeeze or hold on and hold the emotion within us.
Yeah. And
rather than allowing the energy to be in motion, to flow, to be free.
Which is the point of it, right? It's supposed to be in motion, not stagnant, built up, and shoved into the little corners of our being.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's, I really like that you named it like that, because then I can put it into a picture. Because you really are freezing it, and then you're storing it. And that's like extra weight and baggage that you don't need. Yeah. Like, clean out your closet.
Let's just float away.
Let's just float away. That's a dude, right? I'm just a fairy. I'm just air, the ether.
So I was thinking about this morning how you had your lion's mane. What was it called? The Four Sigmatic.
Yes. So the company's Four Sigmatic. Yeah. So, yep. It's like brain juice.
Brain juice. Okay. So I was wondering, anything else that you have? Would you say you do that every morning? Is that like a ritual for you?
To be honest, I was more committed to it, but I've been kind of slacking lately. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I mean, every day that I work my normal job, which is now 2 days a week, I definitely have it every morning there. Yeah, I definitely try to make it more of a ritual because it brings me into clarity for sure. Yeah, so just keeping it real, I gotta be better on it. So
yeah.
I did it today. Woo!
So when you have things like that in your life, whether it be your brain juice or, and I'd love to know more about different rituals that you have throughout your day, like what draws you to be accountable or like, you know, I know for you routine, so you're 2 days a week, like that's for sure days that you're drinking your brain juice, but, you know, for anyone who maybe is starting a new practice, maybe listening to this, some of the things are kind of out of their norm as far as like calling in their angels or speaking affirmations. Mm-hmm. How is that for you? All of those things that maybe have become ritual for you, what are they? And how frequently are you doing them and why?
Definitely. Well, first with the lion's mane, I feel like that was more consistent when I first did it. And then I really noticed the effects. So that was really nice. Mm-hmm. I feel like juicing, that is a ritual too. I love my liquids. Honestly, if you meet me, you see me in the morning, I have like 5 drinks. So I feel like the juice is a great ritual too. Like having celery or cucumber, apple. Usually my go-to is like cucumber, apple, like celery, lemon, ginger, something like that. I feel like having that freshness in my body kind of helps put me into a good mindset. Another thing I feel like that really helps me as well, like you said, routine, holding myself accountable to like my own self practices and discipline. I feel like having discipline is really important. That's why I do make my drives, my like 10-mile drive, you know, to Soul Health, to my yoga studio, to places that bring me my own peace, or even like taking a drive. I feel like my drives are really sacred to me. That's something too. If I have some time, I'll go and like take a drive for myself. But another thing too, I feel like that's helped me a lot is having a self-love altar, because I see it every day and it acknowledges me and like my love, really my self-love, and reminding me that like, you know, I'm here. You know, I accept myself, I love myself, and basically my self-love altar, so it includes like a picture of myself that I really admire and I love, and recently I added a picture of Corey too, so it's like, you know, acknowledging his spirit and him as well, and then, you know, there's money on there for prosperity and to remind me of my abundance and what I'm calling in, and then there's crystals or rocks on there for protection. I'm protected, I'm grounded, and I have candles too. I forget, what are the candles for? Candles are for strength, I think. So it's like bringing me strength through these challenges. Like, I know that, you know, there will be contrast, right, in this everyday life, bringing me the strength and grace to handle it with ease, be easy on myself, be easy on others. And then it also includes little like notes, or like I have like notes I've written to myself or to Corey and folded it up, put it there. And then I also have like two little notes I put on the wall that are basically affirmations. And one of them, it says, it's kind of like the main one. But it says like, as I see God, or as I see myself, I see God. God is love. I am love. I am divine love. I am that which I seek. And then I have my other little affirmations there. Mm-hmm. So then it brings intention, like keeping it tidy is like being mindful of my own energy, right? Like keeping myself tidy. We're kind of talking about track records, right? Like mm-hmm. in the body, when we do these, have these habits or do these things, they can stay in us, but we're trying to like, how would you describe it? Like kind of clean it out and mm-hmm. have like a new route, a new track there. So mm-hmm. keeping it tidy reminds me to keep my body, my energy tidy, cleanse my energy. And yeah, and then it's nice acknowledgement. I have my little sound bowl there and I'll just kind of hit my sound bowl, light a candle and just kind of sit with it. And it's, you know, that has really helped me a lot. I feel like a big ritual for me that has been consistent 100%. I mean, it may have transformed in how I do it or what I do, but self-love, 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 self-love. I feel like it comes down to self-love. So whatever that is, like listening to podcasts that are bringing good information into my mind, you know, meeting new people, doing, facing my fears, you know, accepting challenges, maybe doing things out of my comfort zone. but always coming back to that self-love and self-awareness, you know, emotional awareness. So that's been a big part of my ritual. And I mean, that can look so different. You know what I mean? It can look like me sitting at my self-love altar, or it could look like me outside playing with my dogs, taking them to the dog park, you know, coming to yoga, just sitting in my car listening to Lizzie Jeff. Lizzie Jeff is a ritual. Let's keep it real. Oh my gosh. Her music is like a Bible. Like that's really like the affirmations I want to be putting into me. So yeah, just the things that make me feel good, doing things that make me feel good, being around people that make me feel good, and being able to notice when something is not sitting right with me, and then making the changes necessary to bring me more to my highest self, to be in more love. 'Cause I really feel like at the end of the day, like that is my highest self, is, which it's constantly, right? We're growing to our highest self every day, but how can I be more in my heart? How can I come more from my heart space? How can I show more love and compassion to myself? And then from there, that's when I'm able to show up in the world and bring that love and compassion to others. So yeah, my ritual, self-love. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, whatever that practice is for you, taking a bath, mm-hmm. you know, even folding clothes. Mm-hmm. I mean, like my roommate loves to clean. So like that's a great meditation for her, cleaning, organizing, you know. So yeah, mm-hmm. it changes, right? The seasons, we're like these forever evolving beings. Yeah. So it's just kind of cool to see how the practices have evolved, mm-hmm. you know, over the years.
I was just thinking about these practices, because I do feel like they're practices, like to take a bath, to know when we're in a place where a bath would be beneficial for us, or to hold space for an altar, or whatever the thing may be that brings us into what you're deeming as self-love, like mm-hmm. that place of connection.
Yeah.
I was just wondering if you have any sort of resources, or like how did you learn about some of these techniques? I mean, I know experience comes and probably passing down information from, you know, generation to generation, but you know, some of the more like altar, I feel like that's kind of you didn't have that growing up, I'm assuming.
No.
And like some of these things that maybe are for more far-fetched mm-hmm. for some people. Do you have any recommendations for like where to start?
Totally, totally. So honestly, for me, I feel like I started with YouTube. Like simple YouTube, like self-love affirmations. And then it kind of grew to like podcast, and then seeking podcasts where I'm actually learning vital information for my soul, not just kind of not just information just to have information, but like vital, sacred information. So I feel like finding people that I really resonated with. So like, for example, Shaman Durek, I really resonate with him. And that's where I learned the self-love altar practice. So he has an amazing book called Spirit Hacking. And what's so crazy is he was actually, so he, this book came out before COVID. And he said he was going to call this book The Blackout 2020. And what do you know? We did Blackout 2020. So it's so phenomenal. So I really resonate with him. And in his book, there's tons of practices, spirit hacking, as he calls it, to help you come back to your power, come back to love. So yeah, honestly, I just felt like I found a lot of great teachers that I learned, I just took little bits from. So even yoga teachers, honestly, coming, finding a practice, you know, as people I resonated with in this space. And then also too on social media, weeding out my social media and unfollowing all the people that weren't really bringing me either inspiration. So the way I like to think about it too, you know, when we're on our phone, just kind of detracting for a little bit, is like when we are on social media, it's like we are either consuming, we are creating, or we're connecting. So I just realized that I was consuming on my phone. I wasn't feeling inspired to create, and I wasn't really connecting authentically. And so I weeded out all that stuff, unfollowed all these people and all this stuff that wasn't serving me. And then I, luckily, like through tribe, I feel like tribe's really important, you know. And when you cultivate self-love, then you can vibrate more of those good, loving vibrations in. But, you know, I found a friend who recommended all of these amazing people she loved. So she told me about Shaman Durek. She told me about Lizzie Jeff. Love her. You know, there's another Leah Live Free. She's really inspiring as well. Like, she does a lot of voice activation and just kind of finding, I don't, it's funny, it's just kind of as you find people that you like, you just kind of start to dive deeper and deeper and find more and more people. And so, yeah, I just really think it was finding teachers. So YouTube, Instagram, yeah, I mean, and then podcasts. I feel like podcasts helped me a lot. I just listened to like all of Shaman Durek's podcasts and it brought me so much wisdom. Mm-hmm. His podcast is called Ancient Wisdom Today. You know, Sahara Rose, that's another person. Love her. She has a podcast, The Highest Self Podcast. Yeah, there's just so many incredible people out there. And the second we detach from, you know, whatever I believe to be true, we can learn so much more. You know what I mean? It's like, it's so, our minds are so expansive. There's so many things to believe. So just kind of being able to detach, right, unlearn mm-hmm. from what I was taught and just kind of, and then re-remembering these things that do resonate, mm-hmm. these things that are coming from the soul, that are coming from the heart, that are for my highest good, you know, like, so yeah, I highly, number one, Shaman Durek. I feel like he was a big inspiration for me yeah. in my growth and my practice. So yeah, podcast, YouTube.
So I know you've said, two things. I know your yoga practice has helped just make all of these things more sustainable, right? Because we're learning how to practice right. and to how to continue the practice. What does that mean? Like when you think of a yoga practice, how does that translate to Corinne?
So to me, honestly, I feel like it translates off the mat. It's living in life of having awareness in what I'm putting intention into, what I'm doing, bringing mindfulness into my life. And yeah, realizing what the heck I'm doing. Like I'm not on autopilot anymore. Like I feel like my yoga practice for me is, yeah, just mindfulness, awareness. And that is, yeah, definitely on the mat, but off the mat. I figured it out on the mat and then bringing it into life. And I feel like there's just, yeah, there's so much. I mean, I don't want to go too deep, but like, I feel like the eight limbs, I know, you know, that's a lot to explain, but, like yamas and niyamas, just kind of like ways of living. I feel like kind of, help put me on track outside of here. So simple things of like truthfulness, you know, satya, ahimsa, nonviolence, and, you know, self-study, svadhyaya, and, mm-hmm. You know, connection to the divine, all these things. But yeah, what was your question? Just like, how's yeah. yoga mm-hmm. off the, mm-hmm. in life? Yeah, just awareness, having awareness on what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm. And then the other thing that I've heard you speak to is kind of like that guidance that you have. I feel you're very connected to your guides. How would you, not necessarily recommend, but what does that mean? I know you've talked about your 11 that you have, and to you, you can really connect into that team of people that's surrounding you.
Mm-hmm.
What might that look like or feel like for other people to help guide them, to me, into that understanding of light or maybe love? And I've heard you, you know, your altar with self-love. But yeah, maybe if you could talk more about guidance.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, the first word that came to me was imagination. Mm-hmm. I feel like being able to kind of just tap in and take a moment and close your eyes and, you know, and like a guided meditation can really help too. Like if you imagine your happy place, you know, imagine a bench and go sit down on that bench in your happy place and just kind of see who's with you, what's with you, and kind of trust your imagination as well, because our imagination isn't really made up. It's like, I feel like our imagination is just kind of like a channel, and it's funny too, you think of TV channels, right? Mm-hmm. That just came to mind too. What channel are we clicking onto? So yeah. It's like,
like the programming.
Right? Which once again, like not a coincidence, it's called programming. Yeah. But yeah, I just feel like my tips for that would be like if you could just take a moment and close your eyes and like tap into your breath, tap into your body. And, you know, what has helped me and has been honestly a huge lifesaver for me, I learned this through Jen and her training, Jen the psychic medium, is, you know, calling forward the highest and best of good. That is really, really, really important. Making sure you are only allowing space for the highest and best of good. Only the highest and best of good are allowed here. And really just kind of like asking, you know, kind of if you can like ask questions or just kind of tap into your imagination, see what comes up, and then see if you can like interact with that imagination. See, you know, kind of what comes up for you, but don't judge it or shame yourself or whatever. You know, like there could be some message it's trying to bring to you. So really being detached from what comes up, like if what comes up isn't what you expected. And yeah, and honestly, I feel like making time for stillness and time to unplug from the world and the people around you and the programming and all that stuff, being able to extract yourself from it and maybe go out in nature, go to some place that makes you happy. And I feel like when you're able to unplug and detach from that kind of, you know, this busy life we're always tuned into, then this guidance is a little more clear. It's a little more, you know, I feel like the more we make time for that kind of space, the more it will come forward. And you know, once again, coming back into unconditional love and acceptance, you know, it's, yeah, there's just coming back. That's always true. Like what I come back to is just unconditional love and acceptance, and all the energies for the highest and best of good. And also feeling what that feels like in your body. Like if you're able to take some deep breaths and if there's some centers in you, you know, how does your stomach, like your womb space feel? Or is it more like that solar plexus area, you know, right where the ribs begin to meet for the sternum? Like I know for me, that's where I feel it. Like that's where I get my kind of oomph. Or, you know, is it in your forehead? Is it in your third eye? Is it in your throat, your heart? And just kind of tapping into like when you feel vibration in your body, because that's another thing I've acknowledged. And I think we don't maybe, you know, maybe we kind of brush it off and think, oh, it's just, you know, like when we get goosebumps and like that's literal vibration, that's energy flowing through us. So, and this is what I learned from Shaman Durek is when we're in the space and we feel the goosebumps, we feel the chills, acknowledge, you know, your guides or that higher power, whatever you believe, you know, acknowledge like, thank you, I felt that, now I increase that. It's like, ooh, okay, wow. You know, so really like tapping into your power, acknowledging when you feel something and being thankful and thanking your guides, thanking your angels, like come back to gratitude. Gratitude, thank you, thank you, thank you for all your support, your protection, your guidance. Thank you for always helping me. And I feel like that's also you know, what helped me into the practice is it was just like, you know, thank you for helping me. Thank you for being with me. You know, thank you. I felt that. You know, I feel like anytime we get chills like that, that's an acknowledgement of like, oh, something's with us, or there's an energy that maybe we're activating. Mm-hmm. And just starting, yeah, tap into your body, have no judgment, no attachment to what comes up. And, you know, like we're saying, it's a practice. We, you know, it's not a perfect, it's a practice. We come back to it every day. Some days might be good, some days might not be good, but that's okay. That's a part of that practice and what it's trying to show us in that moment. So yeah, just being easy on yourself, like allowing your experience to be whatever it is. And yeah, just finding gratitude and making sure only the highest and best of good are allowed here, because that is so much more powerful than you will ever know. I mean, just to share a little story, like I had a meditation, I don't know, a month or a couple months ago. And I remember I was just sitting there and I saw this, it was almost like I was in a little boat. I think of it like Ariel, the boat scene when they're like in the little lake. And I was in a boat, so it was like a little wooden boat, and I saw this hand come out of the water. And I'm in my meditation, and I feel like, oh, cool, like a mermaid or something's coming to say hi to me. And then I said, only the highest and best of good are allowed here. And the hand, boom, went back into the water. And I was like, whoa. And then I reflected on it, and you think about it, like water is emotion, water's heavy. And so you think about it too, whatever that spirit was, it only showed me their hand. And they're like hiding under this darkness, under this heavy. So it's very interesting. So it's like really once you name that, you only the highest and best of good are allowed here, you will literally see spirits and things walk away. They're like, oh, darn it. I can't be here. Like that's fucking right. This is my space. This is my experience, my choice, you know? Mm-hmm. So
what do you feel, and I feel like you've touched on it a lot throughout the conversation, but just a recap, what do you feel has boosted your relationship with spirituality, or do you like to use the word God?
You know, to be completely honest, like growing up, that was kind of a triggering word to me. Mm-hmm. So I feel like when I say it, I feel like myself and people listening, they're like, ooh. Yeah. I don't know, which is weird. God, to,
yeah.
But I don't know.
How about dog? How do you feel about dog?
Dog. Let's do it. Right? The dogma. The dog.
So, your relationship with, what do you like to, I know you've
talked about. It's the divine. I feel like mm-hmm. that word has mm-hmm. resonated with me. Like I feel divinity, mm-hmm. feel divine. I feel like source, light. It's like that high vibration. Mm-hmm. I feel like that makes sense to me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So keep going. What do you like? What does that mean?
What does that mean? That means they're telling me right now we're remembering. We're remembering where we came from. We're remembering our Akashic records. So if you don't know what the Akashic records are, it's like the soul's library. And it has all lives, past, present, and future. And it's so funny because a lot of movies will even show the Akashic records, show these soul libraries. So yeah, I don't know. That's just what's coming forth right now is just remember who you are. I want to say, remember who the F you are. I'm like, I really, yeah, I just feel like it always comes back to my own divinity. And like, that's the God I see in everyone, your own divinity, my own divinity, the divinity, the higher forces working for us. Everything is always working for us, not to us. Mm-hmm. And yeah, and I feel like for me, what's helped me is letting go. Letting go of all of this garbage that I don't need anymore. And you know what? And acknowledge, like, it's okay. I needed that before. And so this is another thing, just to be completely real and honest, and this is, you know, take it or leave it. But this is, like I said, I've kind of had some, like, past life, like, memories come to me recently, which also I've called upon that. I've asked for help from my guides for the highest and best of good. Help me remember. And I feel like in a past life, I feel like I was killed for, like, speaking up. I feel like something happened. And that's why in this life, I was so afraid to use my voice. I'm so afraid to be heard and seen. And so, yeah, just remembering that, just trying to remember these things we've kind of gone through and, like, they're for our growth and for, like, to acknowledge and work through, face that challenge. sorry, just kind of going down that rabbit hole. I'm like really curious about that past life. So I'm so curious to just tap in and talk to a psychic or someone.
So what are your thoughts about past life? Like when you say that verbiage of past life, is that as a concentration of energy as far as your soul literally like 100 years ago? Or is that like a past programming of Corinne in this life? Or like what is past life? What does that mean for you?
You know, for me, I just feel like the word mission just keeps coming up. I mean, and also too, I'm thinking of the movie Soul. If you've seen the movie Soul, the Disney movie. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's like, you know, in the movie, the new souls, they got to get all their little pieces that make them whole. And then they go down to earth. Mm-hmm. So I feel like with a past life, yeah, I just feel like our soul, you know, I've heard so many things, honestly, because there are souls that are like, this is their first life here, you know, and then there's souls that are like masters. This is their, I mean, who knows how many lives here.
Here as an earth or a concentration of energy or.
Yeah, I guess I'm going kind of woo-woo with it now. I'm just like, I don't even know where to. See, this is where I also want to study this kind of stuff. Yeah. So I can speak about it in a proper way. But yeah, like some of the research I've done. Yeah, like some souls have never even been on this plane yet or have never even experienced a human experience where they've only been like a rock or the air or a flower. And I've learned it's because it's like giving them experience to like when those, at least this type of experience I'm thinking about that I was reading about, they were saying that soul had to go through like shorter lives to basically, yeah, that person was like a rock or the air or the wind or a flower, basically, because like if they have a shorter life there, it kind of preps them for the next life. So then it was like here in her human life, sorry, I'm going like deep down. I'm talking about that one book, The Three Waves of Volunteers. She's a past life regression therapist. It was like a past life session. But it was crazy because it was like she had an ailment in this life. She was having skin problems. And then when she went into her past life regression, she realized that like, you know, this is her first life here and her skin is acting up because it's trying to show her that you need to love your body. You need to love your body in this lifetime. Like that was a part of being here right now. And so it's like, if you're not loving your body, then your body is trying to speak to you. It's like coming back to body and, you know, emotion, or that body intelligence. But sorry, I went down a rabbit hole. I'm really interested in that kind of stuff. But
yeah, I think a lot of people are really interested in it.
There's so many. And like, I've heard two stories of like women in this life, they can't get pregnant. They do a past life regression. And it was like, oh, they were a witch. And then they were like taken and stabbed in the stomach. Like, and then they heal that and then they can get pregnant. Or like another story, this person had major headaches. His past life, his head was ran over by, he was a slave running away from, you know, wherever he was. He was in underground tunnels and this huge wheelbarrow thing ran over his head. And it's like, and then he acknowledged that could clear, you know, those headaches.
Yeah, I think that's an important concept.
So, guys, apparently my little recording anchor, this is why we do it on the microphone and not my phone. So now we learned. But yeah, it cut us off on an hour. So we missed the end of the podcast, but we still love you guys. The host, here's Maya, the host.
Take it away.
Okay, so I don't know where it left off, but you want to give a general recap of...
This is what we're working on. My general recap. Well, I'm hot, so I'm going to take my sweatshirt off. General recap. We were talking about tapping into our own meditation, our own guides. It's raw and vulnerable. I don't even remember. Talking about heart energy, tapping into the heart, living from the heart.
Okay, so we just had a really great conversation and it got cut off. So there's definitely a sense of panic that's happening here, but we're going to take a deep breath. The FOMO.
FOMO, right? Like, oh no, you guys are going to miss out on that. But maybe that was just for us to share.
Yeah, that was a really good conversation.
You know?
So we have to do like a closing now. I don't know where it left off.
I don't know. You had a great final question that I forgot, but I felt like it was a good wrap up.
Okay, so to conclude the podcast, what do you feel like you're moving forward with? Where do you feel like you're going now?
Yes, okay. That reminds me, I talked about presence. Mm. Yes, so, but where I'm going, I mean, gosh, greatness, like we all are, ascending to greatness, but just remembering to stay in the present moment, to really, you know, be grateful for the now, really ground into the now, because, you know, our next breath is never guaranteed. Tomorrow's never guaranteed. So, you know, how can I show up with more gratitude today? How can I live more openly from my heart today? How can I deepen my love today? And just honoring that energy, really bringing awareness to every little move we make, every experience we experience, and, you know, putting that awareness and intention into everything we do. And just really honoring every single person along the journey, you know, by smiling at, you know, someone on the side of the road, you know, giving someone a little touch on the shoulder, like, hey, nice to see you, or a hug, go give them a hug. Just to keep loving stronger, keep loving deeper, and remember who you are. Remembering you are great, you are powerful, you are shining, and we're only going up. I mean, well, we're riding the wave. We'll go down too, but we're going to go back up. Inevitably, like the stock market, it's always going to go back up. So invest. That's another little side note. Look into investing. Invest your money. Let your money make you money. Work smarter, not harder. And just keep being you, okay? Don't let anyone change you or try and put some, you know, idea of who you should be. Right? Like, remember who you are, step into that power. And that's what I'm doing every day. Activating my voice, stepping more into my power, deepening my love, and being grateful for every little moment, every little breath, every little thing.
Mm. Wonderful. Well, thank you for listening. Make sure that you subscribe. That's very important for Corinne's success of this. And donate if you can, if you feel like this has affected your day today and brought you some light. Be sure to donate. How do people contact you if they would like to learn more about you or kind of follow you or take classes from you?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, if you're in the area, in this Washington area, you can come take my yoga classes now. I'll be teaching here at Soul Health here in Puyallup, Washington. So you can find my classes on the Mind Body app. If you download the app, it's called Mind Body. It's a great app. You can use it to basically sign yourself up for any type of class, wellness, you know, in the wellness world. So you can find me on Mind Body if you look up Soul Health, SOLHEALTH. Find me on the schedule there and a bunch of other amazing providers. You can, of course, follow me on Instagram, Celestial Goddess Podcast, or follow my personal Instagram, Celestial_Goddess with 3 S's. Goddess. On Facebook, let's be friends. Corinne Anderson is my name, the Celestial Goddess. It's my human name behind it all. Corinne Anderson, CORINNE Anderson, ANDERSON. Please reach out. I kind of have fear of checking my messages sometimes, but I'm working on it. And please message me. So, and then I will try my best to open it as soon as I can. I don't know. There's something about Instagram messages that like brings me anxiety. Yeah. I don't know. It just is a lot. But yeah. Hey, I'm a human and I'm working on it. And I love you guys. And, you know, let's do this together. We're all a part of the tribe. I love it. We're uplifting and shifting the world together by just being us and being, you know, let's just be together. Mm.
Well, we love you. You have a great day. And we will talk to you soon.
Yes. All right. Adios.